So you've also learned something about real estate sales agents or real estate brokers. What have you learned about that?
Well, what I've learned is you go out there and trying to find a team, you try to find someone you can work with, but you have to always understand that an agent's still out for a commission. They're looking out for their best interests and not necessarily yours. You need to be very careful with the agent that you select, and you need to understand the process that they go through to make sure that
You don't waste their time.
you don't waste their time, and that you still know what needs to happen so that you protect yourself.
So what did you find out about agents, Philip?
What I experienced was building your team. And we talk a lot about building your team, and we talk about getting your advisors in place, but also actually going out there and interviewing your advisors. We had met this particular real estate agent
As a friend of a friend, you told me, right?
as a friend of a friend, and that friend was an investor, and actually comes to find out that they had never done a deal with her. And what we did not do is we did not interview her. We didn't ask her some of the simple questions like, how many properties have you closed? How long have you been in the business?
Do you own real estate?
Do you own investment
Real estate.
property?
Yeah.
When it was all said and done, we had lost money because we had lost our earnest money through one of the properties and because our agent didn't do her job. And we found out that she had only closed 30 properties, and it was questionable if they were actually investment properties.
So you found that the agent really wasn't the right agent for you.
That's correct. And the other thing that we did is that without doing that due diligence, we trusted her too much to handle things. And we didn't really follow through and follow up on what she was really doing
Right.
until it was too late.
So you found out about a driveway, which I would have missed also. You found that the city can order you to improve your property. You found out not to take advice from a general contractor as far as rents. And you found out that all agents are not the same.
That's correct.
That's correct.
Are they priceless lessons?
I mean, we're savvy investors. I mean, this time around, none of these things will affect us again, and we have a process now in place of exactly what we look for, and it's a much easier process now for us because we understand those things.
So, in spite of these setbacks, in spite of the fact you spent all this time going through all you've learned, you might get cash flow next year, but not this year. Are you still excited about real estate?
Extremely excited. One of the biggest things we've been kicking ourselves in the pants is that during this process, we really stopped looking at real estate and we spent too much time, trying to clean up the mess. We're now back in full force, and in fact, we have an offer going out today.
Right. So I congratulate you guys for cleaning up the mess because you didn't hear it, but oftentimes I hear people who make mistakes or people who badmouth real estate investment. Many of the people who badmouth real estate have never invested in property, and those who did, who badmouth it, are the losers because they didn't go through the six complete steps. So they're the ones who speak badly about it, and I really commend you guys for going through, taking your lumps, as they say, and getting more enthusiastic because you can see it's your future, right?
Well, yeah, we can look at it this way. We learned a lot, and we won't make these mistakes again. So in the future, we're going to be more successful. And the second thing is, just with my other investments, I mean, I've lost money in my mutual fund and my 401ks, and I had no control over those. We're able to turn around this property and put it back to where it needs to be, and it's going to cash flow positive. I can't turn around those companies that are failing in my mutual fund. So instead of running scared and saying, "Oh, we made one or two mistakes," I just look at that as my education stronger. And now I know how to do what I need to do to make that successful.
Right. And you guys know that there's more lessons to come?
We're expecting them and looking forward to them.
Good. Well, you have a great attitude, and I wish the two of you the best, and I hope you get out of my company soon.
Thanks, Robert. Thanks for the support, Robert.